Now turn to section 3. Section 3. You will hear a man and a woman discussing some work training. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Hello, Dominic. Can I have a word?
Oh, hello, Grace. Of course you can.
You know, you applied for that extra training on the new computer software that we're using.
Yes.
Well, I managed to push it through.
That's great. I thought it would be rejected because it was too expensive.
There were certainly objections raised to that, but the main problem was that they didn't want you away on the days of the training. You'll be away in San Francisco while we're having the big sales meeting.
So what happened?
I said I'd be able to fill in for you if you told me the key things needed for the customers.
Thanks so much, Grace.
When can we meet so that you can fill me in then?
How about just before the normal start of work on Monday? We can arrive an hour early and I'll have everything ready.
I drive my daughters to school on Mondays, so it's hard for me to get here that early. How about at the end of the working day on Friday?
I'm leaving here at lunchtime that day, as I have a meeting in town about the new parts we're ordering. The only time I'm really free is Thursday morning.
I'm in a meeting that time. Look, I'll ask my friend Angie to take my daughter into school on Monday. That way we can meet as you first suggested.
Good. Thanks, Grace. You'll need to have your computer with you so that I can upload some stuff.
Will there be a lot to do?
Not really. I can explain all the rationale behind the design decisions to you, and if you make some brief notes, that'll be enough. I'll also explain the model that we've made to show the customers. It'll be quite straightforward, as it's similar to the last one we did for the previous contract. The model is in my office. Finally, I'll also upload the sales forecast to you, as you'll need that to prove that our ideas are right.
Good. That's all clear. Now, do you have any questions about the training? I've just read up about it for you.
Oh, good. Well, first of all, I'll need to stay overnight in San Francisco. How shall I pay for everything? I paid in advance myself last time and then got the money back from the company.
That's always a bit of a pain, though. You have to collect and keep all the receipts safe. I know the company cards is not being used, so I'll make sure you get that.
That's good. I don't like having to pay these expensive hotels myself, as my credit card is nearly always maxed out. The company is not keen on giving out cash in advance, either.
No, that's not popular here.
The next thing is how the company would like me to travel to the training. The bus is the cheapest, but I like to work on my computer, and that's not very easy on a bus.
No, it isn't. It's also not really far enough for a plane journey either. Is there a train?
Yes. Amtrak has a service there.
What would you prefer?
Anything but the bus, really. I'd even drive rather than take the bus and miss the work on the journey.
I'll make a train booking for you. Driving will be too tiring for you and you want to arrive fresh and alert.
Okay, thanks.
You now have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen to the rest of the discussion and answer questions 26 to 30.
Now, I want to explain where your training is. It's at the Green Bay Business Park. You know where that is?
Yeah, I've been there before.
Do you know the Forward Thinking Training Center as well?
No, I've never been to that training company before.
Okay, so you arrive at the main gates. Go in and take the middle road. That will take you past the mobile phone company on the right and the GPS center on the left.
Just a moment, Grace. I'll just get some paper. I'll need to write it down or I'll forget.
No problem.
Okay, here we are. I'm just making a note of what you just said. Right, carry on.
So after you pass the mobile phone company and the GPS center, take the next right and then the first left. Go 100 meters down that road and Forward Thinking will be on the left with the radio station opposite.
That seems fairly straightforward. You know, I think I do know this actually. I went there last year for an accountancy training.
That's right. I went on that for a different account there as well.
Yes, it was a good training. So I know where it is now. When you pass Forward Thinking, then there's a dead end with a recycling depot.
Yes, that's right. You've got it.
Now, do I need to take anything with me? My company ID, for instance?
Let's have a look at this letter. No ID is required. It says you only need to bring this confirmation letter. You can take your computer for making any notes you like.
Okay, that'll be useful.
Yes, it says here too that lunch will be provided and drinks throughout the day. They'll also give you a password to get online there, so you can keep in touch with us if necessary.